Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We have our first listener here. Jerry, if you just stand up to that microphone right there and just tell me either, you say unleaded 88, I'll say see the state, or you can say see the state and I'll say unleaded 88. Just right there. We have a little microphone here at What's on Your Mind Today in our live location at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. And if you stop by and see us off exit I-94, exit 292, and you stop in and you say unleaded 88 into the microphone, we give you your pick of prizes. We've got MyPillow towels, mugs, grassroots books, we've got hats, we've got slippers, beach blankets for the July 4th weekend. Jerry, what would you want to say to us?
See the state.
See the state? In unleaded 88. How about that? We're a good combo, Jerry. Exactly right. So take your pick of prizes there. I don't know if you heard him, folks, but I did. I heard Jerry loud and clear right there. And so go ahead and have a pick of prize there, Jerry. Thank you for stopping by. One of our fine listeners. There's other things, but wait, there's more. We have a whole fistful of gift certificates for, are you ready? Wait for it. The burgers. The burger baskets from the good folks at PetroServe USA. Valley Meats is some of the most famous meat here in Valley City, and they use Valley Meats right here, and they make that fresh-made, hand-patted burger that is so darn good. We have a burger basket, your choice of fries or onion rings, and you can have those today. You can also have a car wash. Our friends from the North Dakota Corn Council are out handing out PetroServe USA gift cards to give you an extra $10 free in fuel. And at every pump today, your choice of unleaded 88 for $2.79.9. We also have Red River Valley Fair family packs of six. Burger certificates and car washes. Where are they, CeeLo? They're here somewhere. We don't know where they are, but they're here. Chris will be handing those out as well. So lots of freebies today if you come see us. And we're going to talk to the folks from the North Dakota Corn Council as we go today. Mike Lindell is going to be here momentarily on the program as well to tell us a little bit about yet another milestone in the life of Mike Lindell. Because, he battles for free speech for us. That's right. Free speech. Should you be canceled, Kevin Flynn, for free speech? You know, when you say something like, okay, it's America, I'm questioning the election, for instance. Should that get you canceled? That should get you canceled, should it, Kev? I don't think so either. I don't hear Kevin, but I see him talking because we have the ability to see us now on the live stream, What's on Your Mind Facebook page, or at frankspeech.com. Can you hear me now, Kevin? The question is, can we hear you? Because I can... Daniel, do you see you see Kevin?
I don't think you have Kevin today.
Oh, Todd's there. Okay, all right. I don't know how this is going to work, because I see Kevin, but I hear Todd. That's very bizarre. Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Let me ask you the very simple question. Should you be canceled for free speech?
No.
No. No, you shouldn't be canceled for free speech.
Don't we have a First Amendment thing?
I thought we did. I don't know.
Doesn't that mean anything anymore?
Call me crazy. I just don't know. Yeah. And so anyway, Mike has been. We're going to chat with him momentarily on the program. And as I mentioned, we'll also talk with folks in the North Dakota Corn Council and two individuals from plants. These are actually ethanol plants.
Oh.
Not like the plant you grow. I know Todd had that look on his face.
For just a moment there.
These are
people from plants now?
Yeah.
How does that work?
These are...
I need more coffee.
Yeah, I think you might. These are people from, well, Tharaldson Ethanol as a plant, Castleton. Ryan Thorpe is going to join us. And also Jared Jacobson from the Dakota Spirit Midwest Ag Energy Plant. And the value of ethanol includes, obviously, a lower price at the pump for you. That's one example, right? The value of ethanol is corn producers that grow corn. They now can sell their corn to an ethanol plant. That's a good thing, right? And then what else is there? Oh, for instance, that plant hires people at a nice wage, and there's great jobs at the ethanol plant. We like that too, right? Because a nice paying job, then you provide for your family. And what else? All the money those plants invest in their community, the property taxes they pay,
that's
build schools.
So glad in Central North Dakota, we're keeping a couple of plants that we were in risk of losing next year.
Exactly right. Plants, they pay a lot of great news on Coal Creek Station. Not exactly a big surprise, because once we heard there were negotiations going and people were sitting down, but it's nice to know it's across the finish line.
Well, just because you hear, hey, we're working on it, how many times does government tell you they're working on something and then they they let you down in the end? So it's
exactly
glad that they came through for us this time.
Exactly right. Right. So there's that. So we have all that to cover on the show today. And again, simple as stopping by and saying, hey, how you doing? I'm going to fill up with some unleaded 88 to see the state. You step up to the microphone and we say, we're opening the prize closet for you. Take your pick of the mugs, the hats, the MyPillow slippers and towels, and the best pillow money can buy. And it's such a good deal today. It's free. Plus the grassroots, the common sense action agenda for America. Looks like we're going to call Mike Lindell. Okay, Mike Lindell is on. The one, the only, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Lindell. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. I was there ready to go on a podcast, but I guess I'm calling in, huh?
I don't know what the deal is. I talk into the microphone and try and make things work here. So I guess we're gonna try and hook you up on the podcast during the break here coming up. There, I see you.
Amen.
No, I see you, yeah. So we can hear you. We're good to go. How are you? Well, I did hear you. Now I see you, but don't hear you. Okay.
He must have thought his video was gonna be the way he was getting in on audio too. And
paging super producer Chris Larson. Yes, paging super producer Chris Larson. You guys figure this out. We'd love to see and hear Mike, but I mainly want to hear him so we can find out.
Is this radio at the end of the day after all anyway, right?
It is. Yes, exactly right.
I don't know how your lip reading is. Mine is horrendous. So.
It's not good. No, so I like to just talk into the... and Mike looks good today, by the way. I did see him. He's got the suit on, the whole deal going. So, things are pretty good there. So we'll...
Yes.
Yeah. You can call him.
Daniel's going to recall him.
And we'll hear him and see him, but he could probably talk into his phone, I guess. So it doesn't matter. I just want to hear him. I want to hear him on the show today. And I also want to find out why it is when you you say things that are, by any estimation, basic, simple, free speech. Not like you're yelling, fire in a theater, that old dumb excuse. You shouldn't be canceled, but Mike has been canceled far too many times. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear. I understand you have some news today.
Yeah, well, we're announcing the dates for the symposium.
Nice.
Yes, will be the symposium now is going to be August 10th, 11th, and 12th of August.
Historic day in our nation's history, because everybody will be able to see what happened on November 3rd last year with their own eyes, and cyber experts can be there to skeptics and critics and anybody who thinks this is crazy. What the heck says PCAP? What are you talking about? Certified folks can be there. Where is it going to be, Mike? Is this going to be a secret location?
Yeah, we're going to announce that. We're announcing it on the 4th of July, and it'll be symbolic with our Independence Day, and I will say it looks like it's going to be South Dakota, but I will give an answer on the July 4th. But it is going to be August 10th, 11th, and 12th, and it's going to be absolutely Once we do this three-day event, everyone in the world's going to know that have seen the, they'll have seen the fee caps. They'll know the election total. By the way, the numbers that, that we've got in, Scott, they're even a little more than 80 million for Donald Trump. I remember I said it was 80 million to 68 million. That number is even a little higher now on his end.
We talked to Doug Frank on Monday. Dr. Doug Frank, the physicist, who has done some incredible work on the mathematical side of talking about overinflating the registration rolls. You know, there's a lot of things that could be called sort of legal theft, where, you know, you're giving access to the voter rolls to all kinds of people, and they're putting false information
right.
in. There's all the COVID things. And then, of course, what you've talked about all along in the way of cyber attacks. And the beauty of this cyber symposium is you can recreate it all. You can show to people how it happened and, you know, have people actually vote and see what happens when they vote. One vote didn't count as one vote. So many pieces to this puzzle. But I think once people get a chance to actually see it firsthand, it's great. I want to talk a little bit about, too, your battle for free speech. And, you know, Dominion has been relentless in trying to cancel you and cancel your free speech. Talk about that more, about the symposium coming in August. The great Mike Lindell with us today, champion of free speech, after a short time out, live from Valley City, exit 292 on I-94 today with N.D. Korn, Petrol Serve USA. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage, located in Fargo. Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to start a family, or downgrade now that you're empty nesters? I can help you get pre-approved so when the time comes, you are ready to go. We have a variety of loan programs for all situations, and you may also qualify for our Homes for Heroes program as well. Call me today at 701-367-2434. Again, Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage, NMLS number 155-2467.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. It's kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New John's Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we'd come out there and figure out a solution for you, and it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and leg, and it really doesn't. In the long run, it's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection of sewer and water lines, and, of course, as we said, trenchless, it's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in that, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. 934-1134, and get yourself on the schedule from reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat. And I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag.
Johnny Cash heading into a July 4th weekend where PetroServe USA, they help America fuel better. Oh, the grab-and-go convenience, the home cooking, we've got it today. Just come on up to the microphone and say, hey, Scott, I'm going to fill up with a little unleaded 88 to see the state, and we're going to hand you your choice. Free burger basket, car wash, family six-pack for the Red River Valley Fair. Mike Lindell and the My Pillow store, we brought it on the road here. We have your choice of pillows, slippers, towels, and we bought some flag hats, too. So lots of reasons to see us exit 292 off I-94. Mike Lindell with us till the bottom of the hour. So in addition to the symposium, I want to ask you a little bit about the Minnesota case. On, we've not talked. I think I last talked to you, and you were going into a courtroom in Washington, D.C., and we don't have the judge's ruling yet on the reason you're in the courtroom. Tell us about that case first, Mike, and then we'll talk about Minnesota.
Well, that case is probably the most important case ever for his ruling. And when I say about that, this is the one Alan Dershowitz said will be the most important case in history for our First Amendment right of free speech. What that is us telling the court this should not have been brought to us up in the first place. We're asking them to dismiss it. That's Mike Pillow, Mike Lindell, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani. I mean, they've sued over 100-some people. But this is the start of it, asking for these dismissals. Now, if the judge rules that these cases can move forward, what that means is we're living in 1984. You know, the movie. I mean, this will be any time people say anything. If they have a fear of being sued, we now have lost our First Amendment right of free speech. I mean, I'd be sued by everybody and their brother. Telling bad mouth in Twitter, and all of a sudden they can sue you. I get bad mouth, and people talk about me all the time. That's their right. They can say whatever they want, but this would be horrible if that judge rules that these can move forward. And that's why I'm not worried about the case moving forward as far as the money, because I know we have all the evidence on them. They are guilty, guilty, guilty. I'm just saying for our country moving forward, if everybody's going to live in fear and you have bad outlets like Fox not even willing to talk about stuff anymore out of fear of they already got sued, I mean, can you imagine where journalism would be in our country and everybody, a little guy would be afraid to say anything because he would have the money to fight it and he would, lawyers would be worse than they are now, all the frivolous lawsuits that go on in our country. They would ambulance chase and lawyers would be, hey, he just said something about you. Let's get out the lawsuit and then we'll all go to mediation and pay this money because you don't want to sit there and fight it all the way to the end. Very important case, that this judge, I believe the judge can only rule one way. I mean, what Dominion did was horrible to our country. Not only were they part of one of the biggest crimes in history, if not the biggest, but then they went and used lawfare to put everybody into a fear mode, and even people that did poll watches and stuff sent them threatening letters. Shame on Dominion. Shame on Smartmatic.
How about the Minnesota judge?
Now, the Minnesota judge, that's a different thing. As everybody knows, MyPillow went after Dominion. Dominion sued MyPillow. I mean, I've got employees that own stock. I mean, this had nothing to do with what Mike Lindell's out there saying. And you talk about a completely case that should have went bye-bye right away. But so MyPillow, though, went after Dominion, sued Dominion for $1.6 billion, and not a countersuit, a lawsuit. What they did was started with MyPillow, all the box stores leaving, and all the stuff that has happened since this Dominion thing. And now the judge in Minnesota, Dominion, wanted 30 days. And we said, okay, we'll go along with that. The judge gave him 30 days to reply to our lawsuit. When it got up, just about 4 or 5 days ago, they asked for a stay. They wanted to stay it. And the judge not only said no, but he said, you need to get all your answers to us by July 6th. He's not screwing around. There's no more stalling, Dominion. They're trying to run the clock out, and hopefully they're just going, Oh, I wish Mike Lindell and all the great people, patriots, this country would just be quiet about the 2020 election by this China factor through these machines. And, you know, but the clock's not going to run out because we already have all the evidence on it. But this great judge here, and when I say he just, you know, he made a right ruling. One of the things I hate about courtrooms is when people play the stall game in lawsuits and they try and just drag it on, more money for the attorneys, you're delaying we're not even talking discovery or anything. They're just trying to delay it because they want to, they don't want to have to put forward all the stuff that we're going to depose them on to have all the evidence in their machines, which we already have anyway, other machines.
By the way, I posted this morning a quote from George Orwell. And the quote is, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. I think we should replace the picture of George Orwell with Mike Lindell, because that's really what you've done, is just told the truth through this whole thing and end up in courtrooms having to fight over it. It's crazy. And you don't have to agree with it, but it certainly is free speech. And it's an amazing time we live in. So please know you have the prayers of many in this battle. You really do.
Well, Scott, I want to say this too. You know, it's even more beyond that, because the American public, we paid for those machines. They've never given up their source code or anything. I mean, there has never been a company or companies like them in our country where these states buy the machines, but they not only buy them, they get sucked into these contracts where the money is just staggering what they're taking us for, besides stealing our election. Who knows how much money they got to do it, to help in that. And it's all going to come out during this symposium, everybody, and I'm very much looking forward. We're going to have cyber experts from all over the country. We're going to have the politicians, and we're going to have all the news outlets. Scott, I can't wait to get everybody involved. As soon as I announce the location on July 4th, from that point on, everybody's got to get involved, and that's calling your politicians, emailing them, your senators, your secretary of state, your attorney generals, your governors, your senators. We're going to just get them all there. I'm going to post it every day on frankspeech.com, who's going to be attending, so we can see who we have left to call. How's that sound?
And again, your simple request is to say, be there, be part of this. Assess the facts for yourself.
Right.
Hear from cyber experts. Mike is inviting every cyber expert on the planet. If they have a credential that says they are truly a cyber expert, they're invited to be there to see the evidence. Members of Congress should see the evidence. Governors should see the evidence. And again, what a great thing to do. So all of us can do this. We can say, hey, you're a member of Congress, you're governor, you're secretary of state, be here. And if you think it's poppycock, You can say it's poppycock. You can say
absolutely,
this is crazy, and here's why you think it's crazy. Hang on, Mike. I want to do one thing when we come back, and then we'll let you go, because I know you got another interview after this. But I want a little tour of your office, your little studio there, because right behind Mike is some amazing things that I want him to tell the story about. PetroServ USA Valley City. Come on by today, folks.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
House Democrats Thursday approved a $715 billion partisan infrastructure bill. The significant difference between the chambers is that the Senate bill has provisions to help cover the cost of their framework. The House is leaving out those details for another time. China's rise is a historical inevitability, and it will no longer be bullied, oppressed, or subjugated by foreign countries, its leader Xi said Thursday during an event commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party. Xi said foreign countries that bully China will meet a great wall of steel, end quote. Oregon Governor Kate Brown invoked the Emergency Conflagration Act on Wednesday, allowing the state fire marshal to contribute firefighters and other resources to combat a fire that has grown to 10,000 acres. The fire broke out near Defer, Oregon, Tuesday evening. Defer is just over 100 miles east of Portland. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Shanana, or who the heck is that? 69 years age today.
The Blues Brothers, Dan Aykroyd, is 69 today. Elwood Dan's Blues. I wonder if he can dance like that anymore. But,
Elwood Blues is 69. I love it. Just had a listener, Maverdeen, South Dakota, travels 94 all the time. And he said, I want one of those My Pillows, so we sent him home. And another guy earlier, he was going, Fargo, St. Cloud, St. Cloud, Mandan, doing dairy farms, doing all kinds of things today. So we love our listeners. Oh, whoa, don't, you got to do it on mic. I got to turn it up, sir. Absolutely. I want to hear you there. Hello. What's your name?
Miles Gunyan.
Miles. I can't hear you. Come a little closer to me. Where are you from, Miles?
Well, actually, north of Minneapolis.
North of Minneapolis.
You bet. Been listening on the drive out.
Have you? Cruising up in the cities on I-94 and listening to us on the way through. And you said unleaded 88. That's what you're up with.
That's
gonna,
for sure.
You're going to go see the state in unleaded 88. What would you like?
Oh.
My pillow towel. There's slippers. We have pillows. It's mugs.
Wow.
He's going to take a set of those. Those are the best towels ever. I'm talking to the guy right here on the radio that's that reverse engineered those. Mike, he says hi. By the way.
Hello.
And, sir, the nice thing about those towels is they actually dry you off. I know it's unusual, but they actually dry you off. So there you go. Exactly right. So, you know, you go to big box stores and you get these fancy, schmancy, oily towels and they don't dry you off. So, Mike, way to go on the towels. Again, another big winner. And we have a texter that says Mike needs to start selling flags and say Trump won. So there's another suggestion for the MyPillow store. Actually, he could sell them. If he makes them in the United States, he could sell them, right, and put them on the MyStore platform right there.
Yes, absolutely.
As long as they're made in the USA. Mike Lindell's with us for a couple more minutes. I couldn't resist asking you about your office here. And what I see behind you, that beautiful portrait of a lion and the image of Christ with the thorns on. Tell me about that.
Well, it was a painting I got at this. It was an event I was at, and I put it on my wall now. It's kind of fitting what we all need to do. I mean, the lion stands for courage and justice, and right now is the time we need to all stand up, and we need to get out and disciple for Jesus. I mean, this is the time where people are looking for hope. They're looking for they're open to anything, whether they're into addiction or whatever. They're open to hearing, you know, where the hope is, and that hope is Jesus. And so I just think it's so fitting right now. We cannot live in fear, anybody. We cannot live in fear right now. Only fear of the Lord. And everything you read, I was just looking up the line. It's, you know, you've got courage, power, justice and majestic and strength. So it's all the things that represent right now that we have to. This isn't the time. I know I was talking the other day on a show, and they go, you save up money and stuff for a rainy day, and you save, well, I'm going to stand up, if it ever gets the worst it is. Well, it's a rainy day, everybody. This is the time we all need to, get out and not be afraid to talk. I said, people that are out there hurting right now, this is the time that they're open. They're open to almost everything. And that's where the Lindell Recovery Network comes in, too. The LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, Scott, you can go there. It's free. Anybody in addiction, or if you just know somebody in addiction, just want to go there yourself, it's free. And one of the things that I've always said with that platform, it's one thing to get, it's a bonus getting people off drugs and off their addictions. But the real thing here is to get people to Jesus. And I've said it before, we are in the greatest time ever. We're in the biggest revival ever. We're going to get through this and once again be one nation under God. And I'm just very excited. I can kind of see the end of the road here with that symposium we're going to do. And they're going to pull this election down. And that's going to be, it's going to be a journey. But we're all, it's great to be a part of it. And we all have calling. And this, I think, this time in history, we're going to look back, and everything that's happened had to happen just the way God intended it to happen.
There's a flag back there. There's an eagle back there. There's a beautiful wood sculpture of the Last Supper. It says a lot about you, Mike.
Here's one thing I have here, this plaque here. I got that from California. It said, presented to Mike Lindell for patriotism, courage, and integrity, for supporting and defending the Constitution, and it goes on, but it was from the American Patriots in California. People reach out to me from all over the country, and that's what really helps keep me going and keep me on, I would never back down, but we've been attacked so much, our company and stuff, and it's just good to know that everybody's got our back out there, I want to say something too. I want to thank like your listeners, Scott, and everybody. Our company's been attacked and we've lost so many retailers and shopping shelves, but we haven't had to lay off anybody because everybody's been buying direct, and it's just been absolutely amazing. Everybody has stepped that part up.
Our listeners have as well, and there's a big reason. The products are great, right? I always say, if you know them and you love them, then why wouldn't you give them for gifts? And, of course, you're supporting Mike. So, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, lowest price ever on the sheets right now, and you get a two-for-one on the best price plus free shipping. And those sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream Sheets are fantastic. I give the MyPillows for gifts, and people just go crazy. They're like, oh, my gosh, thank you so much. And I go put them in the dryer for them, and I say, here you go, and take it out and shape it how you like it. You're going to love it. The slippers, all of the great gifts. So MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, gets you all the great deals. And, of course, you can call 800-506-9028. But it's a great way to reward Mike and the employee-owned MyPillow for fighting as hard as they are and having the courage they do. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate you very much. Talk again soon and look forward to the big announcement on the 4th so we can tell people where and when and invite their member of Congress, Secretary of State, Governor, any public official wants to be there. County auditors should be there, too, because their systems were played, too. Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely. We're even going to get Alan Duke there, the fake fact-checker for Facebook that keeps covering stuff up, and we're going to get him a front row seat.
Beautiful. Thanks, Mike. God bless you.
Yep, thanks, Scott. God bless. Thank you.
The one and only Mike Lindell, ladies and gentlemen, live and direct today on the program. Jason Rayner's here. Jason is the chairman of the North Dakota Corn Council, and they're having some fun today handing out PetroServe USA gift cards for an extra $10 in free fuel, plus the lowest price anywhere, $279.9, when you fill up here at PetroServe USA. How are you, Jason? Good to see you.
Good. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
I want to hear you, so I'll turn this. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
We're good.
I'm glad to be with you today. We're here promoting ethanol, and we feel it's a very important thing. There's $623 million annually in the state's economy. There's half the corn in North Dakota is put through an ethanol plant, and that's a big thing to help the farmers, including, you know, our small towns and small communities, because we're investing in our own rural development.
And they pay a little premium.
Yeah. Right?
They pay a good price. You get a good price for the corn. It's close to where you're at.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Those are all things that are darn important.
Yes. No, and that's it. You know, we wouldn't have these corn prices if it wasn't for ethanol. I mean, they burn half the corn crop up in ethanol plants across the U.S. a year, or about a third, you know, but if we didn't have that market, we'd have to depend on exports and feed use. They all help, but this just helps a little bit more.
And then the plants obviously employ the ethanol plants, I got to say, because otherwise Todd thinks I'm talking about green things coming out of the ground.
The
ethanol plants pay well, contribute to their community, paying you for the corn, so the ripple effect of all that's a significant industry.
Yeah, no, that's $623 million to the state's economy, and, you know, that's great. So that we can come out here today and do an ethanol promotion like this is awesome with North Dakota Corn and the Ethanol Council. And it's just to get people excited about using ethanol. It's better for the environment. It's better for our environment, you know. And any vehicle that is approved over 2001 with the EPA to use E15. So it's just a great thing. So unleaded 88 is the way to go. It's going to burn more corn. It's going to be better for the environment. All them things, I mean, it's like a home run.
Yeah, there's flex fuel vehicles, obviously, works for it, but any new vehicle, flex fuel or not, 2001 or newer, you can burn unleaded 88.
Yes, you can.
Yep.
And if it's a flex fuel with a yellow cap, you can burn E85.
I have the Bucklich truck. It's a 2020 Trail Boss, a Chevy Silverado, and it is... I've been before that, the, you know, Explorer, and I've had other vehicles, and I you know, drive a lot, so it's easy for me to set the odometer and compare it. I get great gas mileage. I don't lose any. I mean, it's indiscernible what I lose in mileage, and I'm helping corn farmers, so I just love it. You know, it's connecting North Dakota oil fields and North Dakota corn fields, as our friend Ken Satring likes to say.
Yes, and that's great. It's stories like that that need to get out there to get people involved in this and get everybody using it. You know, it's great for our state, it's great for our country, it's cleaner for the environment. I mean, it's a win-win. I mean, so
how's corn looking?
My corn's starting to look tough. You know, I mean, there's areas that are good in the state, there's a few areas that are good. We're short moisture. We need rain the next 10 days. It's starting to pineapple a little bit in the afternoon. You know, it looks like a pineapple top, and that's because of short rain, and, you know, it recovers overnight so far, but one of these days it's not, and we're hoping the rains are coming, and if anybody can make that happen, we could really use an inch or two. But
and the new varieties now that are out there are you know, handle the drier times a little better than you used to, right?
Oh, most definitely they do, but there's only so much they can handle.
Yeah.
We've only had 2-3 inches all year so far, and that's, you know, to go from excessively wet last year to fighting mud and everything, and then turn around to now, and we can't even see any kind of rain, you know.
My grandpa used to say, if it's knee-high by July 4th, it'd be great, but isn't it shoulder-high now?
Well, some of it is. Some of it is in the southern part of the state.
But, I mean, that's the benchmark, right?
Oh, I think so. I mean, ours is going to be over knee-high, probably waist-high, but, you know, it's
just... Is that good enough?
It will be good enough, but we're going to have a yield reduction, I think. We've already, you know, we went from the top yield, you know, we're down probably 10%, I would say. And if we don't get a rain in 10 days, I think you can chalk some more off of that.
And you're faring better than the small grains right now, right?
Oh, yeah, but that's because we got more time.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
The small grains are about done, and, you know, if we could get some rain now, our crops could turn around considerably.
So timely rain, not in a great supply normally in July, right?
No.
So we got to keep praying for rain.
Well, we're hoping it's coming a little bit later, you know.
Yeah.
We're hoping the season's a little behind, so that would get us, you know, maybe our June rains are going to come in July. You got to stay optimistic.
There you go, or you can't be a farmer if you're not optimistic.
No.
Jason Rayner, chair of the North Dakota Corn Council, has got a fistful of $10 PetroServe USA gift cards. They're handing them out here at PetroServe USA, plus $279 to fill up with unleaded 88, exit 292 Valley City, and lots of freebies. Come on by and see us.
Right here, right now, is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
The signature sale is going on now at Interoffice Furniture in Fargo. And that means you save 40% on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. You'll also save 30% on all in-stock residential accessories, rugs, and artwork. We are talking big savings on top quality furniture and accessories. So don't wait. Get into Interoffice for 40% savings on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. But only through March 20th and only at Interoffice Furniture on 1st Avenue North, Fargo.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Next person that guesses how old Pat Benatar is today, we'll give you two choices from our prize table at PetroServe USA, exit 292. Isn't that Pat Benatar? Or is it Blondie?
Nope. Blondie. There you go.
Okay. Blondie.
I thought the last one was a bit of a stretch with Shauna and but...
Yeah. Name that tune, Scott.
Of course,
I'm not doing so good. We'll give it to somebody else.
We also have your name that tune team pick Scott toward the end.
Yeah, exactly. Grassroots, a common sense action agenda for America. My book free today. Slippers free. You got to pick a size. We have a 10 and a 13. So if you fit a 10 or a 13, My Pillow slippers. The PetroServe USA American Ethanol. The Flex Fuel mugs are here, and you get your first fill free, so you can load up on soda, coffee, whatever. We have flag bumper stickers. stickers and hats. We have free burger baskets. We have car washes. We have family six-packs for the Red River Valley Fair. Come on by Petroserve USA. Fill up for the lowest price on unleaded 88 anywhere today and today only while we're on the air. It's $2.79 a gallon. Wow, come on by. And they're also out there handing out free $10 gift cards. So $10 in your gas free too at Petroserve USA. Pipers has a great lineup in July. Auctions include 40 acres in McKenzie County. Oh, my gosh, talk about paradise. 160 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Sheridan County near McCluskey. 65 acres of prudential development land on the northern edge of Bismarck. And don't forget, July 15 and 16, Cooperstown, two-day auction for the Dow family. Trailers, tractors, industrial tools, heavy-duty shop equipment, and hundreds. Lots of metals and scrap wire. Go to Pipers.com, Pipers.com. We have lots of folks here that told us about Unleaded 88, so they can pick a prize, any prize from MyPillow. So hey, how about that? We love that. Look at this gentleman here. We're gonna get you a free prize just for wearing that sweatshirt. How old are you?
I'm 16.
16 years old. He has a sweatshirt on that says Virginity Rocks.
Yes.
That's bold, my brother. So take your pick, okay? Take your pick. There you go. All right, Jim, the flagpole guy is here to talk about all things flags. I made the mistake of all mistakes today, Jim. I didn't bring my new flag-attached flagpole to Petroserve USA. Can't believe it. I'm gonna start leaving it in the car so I can in the Pucklich truck, the What's on Your Farm, What's on Your Ranch truck out here. Jim put the most beautiful flag on the truck. You can't even believe it. And he can put it on your combine, your tractor, your seeder, anything. Flag-attached, pretty darn awesome. How are you, sir?
That's pretty good, Scott. That's pretty good. I'm out traveling all amongst the prairie, and I'm like the farthest I've ever been away from home on this trip in the near Onaka, South Dakota. And on the way here, a fine gentleman, this prairie farmer, there was a historical marker on the side of the road, so I want to read it to you. On March 22nd, 1883, the 300 members of the Wells Colony arrives by train at Aberdeen, South Dakota. 30 families led by William Powell arrived here on the 29th and built the big shanty, or shanty. I sent you a picture of the shanty, Scott. And they lived on this one gentleman's piece of property until they all got their own homestead. And I just imagine what that's like. They get on the train or get off the train and they're, well, it kind of reminds me when I was going in the Marine Corps, you know, and I was finally on that bus, and there's my mom waving goodbye to me, and I'm 18, and I'm like, oh, this is it. Those people, they get off the train, they look, and you know they're overjoyed with opportunity. They're away from the king or whatever, and they see all this opportunity, but now the work starts to kind of set in, you know. Well, what's the first thing you think they built, Scott?
When they Powerhouse.
Well, they call it a shanty, and I think originally it was intended that the community, like the young mothers and, you know, fragile people went inside. And it was then I think they converted it to a shanty and an outhouse. And they all went on to be, they has a list of everything they did. What's the next thing they did? They went to work, right? And they created a school, blacksmith shop, a general store, and a church, of course. I look at that, and that was their hurdle. I think we just do the same thing. We go to work, and we build our church, and we trust God. And the people that survived here are very blessed to be here, and that's the American way. And that ties in 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Enjoy your constitutional right to be free as a citizen endowed by the Creator to live your dream. I'm Jim. I'm ND Flagpole Guy, and that's all I got to say about that.
Well, that's pretty darn cool. Think about those 300 people. Welsh colony, 1883. I don't know about you, but I think that shanty you sent me a picture of is top notch. It's a two holer, crying out loud. And, shanty then.
They didn't have transgenderism.
Right, yeah, exactly. They didn't need the third non-binary option or whatever that is. Crudely built hut, cabin, or house is what they call a shanty, according to the definition you sent me. And I don't know, but it looks to me to be a step above that. So that's pretty cool. How are the Trump flags and the blue line flags, in addition to the American flags, in supply right now? Can you take care of folks?
Well, I just want to tell everybody about flags, and right now they come and they go. My wholesaler quit. This is why I'm pounding, Scott, that we need to make our own polyester here. We can't buy a flag anywhere that's not made in China. The big flags are all on hold. They quit taking purchase orders. This is starting to get a little bit frustrating for me, and it's going to be frustrating for people. And I actually have a semi-worn flag. I'm going to let a guy use the fly on 4th of July because I don't have a new one for him.
That's amazing. NDFlagpoleGuy.com. NDFlagpoleGuy.com or call 571-FLAG for Jim the Flagpole
Guy. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. What do I need to know about a Hot Springs Spa?
That you need one. And 2021's the year to get one, and we will, unlike many dealers, have them in stock. So you might have to wait a little bit, but they're coming. It's one of those things you will not regret.
Wellness is the key word.
Wellness is.
Folks, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, Grand Forks, tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.